proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today's program is another Hebrew Nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. 72 years ago, in February of 1947, along the desolate shores of the Dead Sea, far from the hustle and bustle of world events, two Bedouin herdsmen were looking for some lost goats from their herd when God's hand quietly intervened. The herdsmen decided to explore a limestone cave high up on the cliff face along the northern tip of the Dead Sea. Inside, they discovered clay jars full of very old and crumbling pieces of leather that had lain undisturbed for almost two millennia. They knew a cobbler named Kando who lived in Bethlehem, even though the leather was very old. Perhaps he would buy it to make some sandals. But let's step back in time, two millennia ago, to the year 73 AD. The Holy Land flowed with blood as the Roman general Titus determined to stamp out all efforts by the Jews of reclaiming their land and sovereignty. Leaving a path of death and destruction, he marched the now infamous 10th Legion from Rome to Jerusalem, where he destroyed both the city of Jerusalem and the Jewish temple, known as the Second Temple or Herod's Temple. Determined to eradicate the last vestige of Jewish resistance, Titus then marched the 10th Legion down towards the Dead Sea and Masada, Herod's fortress where the Jewish zealots had been entrenched for over a year. The Essenes were busy in the scriptorium when two of the Jewish zealots stumbled into their compound on the northwestern shore of the Salt Sea or the Dead Sea. The zealots had escaped the Roman destruction of Jerusalem and risked life and limb to come and warn the Essenes. Titus had ordered the 10th Legion to march to Masada. They would march right past the Essene compound located on the western shore of the Salt Sea at the location of the ancient city of Salt. However, the Essenes were not as worried about themselves as they were worried about the scrolls. With the Romans a little more than a day away, they had to work very fast to save the scrolls. Each scroll was carefully placed inside a clay urn. The urns were then carried up to one of the caves overlooking the compound where they would be safe from the Roman soldiers. Although they did not fully realize it, the Essenes were guardians of the promises contained in the very scriptures they were risking their lives for. These promises were about the future time when God would bring about the rebirth of Israel. With Jerusalem and the temple destroyed, many Jews dead and their own lives about to end, the future of Israel looked very grim, but the word of God spoke of better days ahead. The Essenes of Qumran were no doubt killed by the Romans, but their scrolls lay safely hidden in secret until the time when the prophecy they contained would be fulfilled. The Great Isaiah Scroll is the largest and most complete of the Dead Sea Scrolls found in Cave No. 4 at Qumran. It is owned by the nation of Israel and kept in the Shrine of the Book Museum in Jerusalem. You can see it for yourself as you travel to Israel and see the Bible come alive. Seeing the Dead Sea Scrolls in our day is truly a miracle and points to the fact that God's word stands forever. Isaiah wrote many prophecies concerning the rebirth of Israel, so it's very fitting that this scroll was the largest and was brought to light on the cusp of the rebirth of Israel. One of Isaiah's prophecies speaks of the regathering of Israel mentioned here in Isaiah 43, verses 5 and 6. The Bible says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth." As we see from Qumran and the Dead Sea Scrolls, God's word is truth, past, present, and future. Now this has been another Hebrew Nugget provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. In fact, why don't you invite a friend as well? Also, regarding Israel, IBJM does host a special tour to Israel on an annual basis, so contact us here for more information about this trip of a lifetime. And as we close this program today, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.